congratulations, a first goal and a victory. How pleased are you with that evening?
Thank you. I'm really buzzing to get my first goal. Maybe should have had two in the Fratton end, but like I said, I was in there. I had the chances, and like I said, it'll be first of many. And great performance from all the boys today. Pitt's done unbelievable for his two goals, and it's just a brilliant performance to get the win, really.
It's not perhaps the way people dream of their first goal, with it initially being disallowed and then re-allowed. It kind of must take that a little bit of the edge of that moment.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want a perfect goal with a perfect celebration, but as a striker, you take anything that comes. And like I said, once the Lino sort of accepted it and it was a goal, then obviously I was just happy and buzzing to get the goal. And like I said, just focus on trying to score more goals and get the win.
How did you see the moment? Because it seemed like the ball just came perfectly to you after a melee of players had gone in.
Yeah, I had a feeling it was coming to me. So I just had it in my mind already, just head it towards goal and it'll go in. And like I said, it took the defender to try and clear it off the line to go in, but it eventually went in. So I'm just happy and buzzing.
And as you mentioned, that Fratton end goal, Guy Whittingham, who contacts us, always talks about you want to get the goal in front of the Fratton end. It was frustrating. It didn't quite sneak in at the far post.
Yeah, it was really narrow. I mean, the chance, normally for myself, I'm gutted with myself because I normally eat them sort of chances up, and would have been unbelievable to properly get a goal there at the end and celebrate with the fans. But like I said, I'm getting the chances, so only time will tell when it comes next, maybe on Saturday, and I keep getting in there and it'll come.
How tough a game was that? Because they were on top for large periods today.
Yeah, I mean, the first half they had a lot of possession. They made it sort of tough for us two strikers to sort of shut them down and things like that. But we held strong, we got the goal in the first half, and then sort of at half-time, once we knew we had the lead, that we knew that we can go on and win the game, which we did.
What can you say about Brett Pittman and the quality he has with those second, third?
Before I come here, obviously, I heard of him and knew what he was about and knew he was a championship player. And since I've been here, he's shown nothing but championship quality, really. Like, he's just a good guy all round, like a great captain, and all I can do is learn from him and become the player he is.
How good is it to have someone like that to learn?
Oh, it's brilliant to have a player like that. Like, it's experience, really. I class myself as young in league football, which I am, not in my age, but he's experienced in the league. He's just only going to do good for me and all the other players around him.
Is that a monkey off the back getting the first goal, or do you just view it as the first you're on the road now?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I've been waiting for, but now I see myself going properly going for it now and trying to score goals every week and put in good performances and wins every week.
And obviously with Connor, yourself, there's a fair battle to play alongside Brett.
Yeah, I mean, there's brilliant strikers in this club. We're all battling to sort of get into that first team. And like I said, all we do in training and everyone around, we're all friendly, we're all friends, and we all just want the best for us, and we're all going to be here for Portsmouth to do as well as we can.
Just finally, have you turned your phone on yet? Has it been exploded with messages? Or?
No, I haven't really turned it on, looked at it properly. I've given it a little eye, so once I sort of get home, I'll let it sink in and then say focus on Saturday's performance.